We're going to do our signpost, and we're joined currently by the Reverend Dr. Keith Garner, who we might have to send over to pray over John once the program's done, I've got to say.
Oh, dear, I hope his back gets... You know, once they set in these things, they come and go, don't they, all the time?
Fingers crossed an injection tomorrow should fix it all.
I don't know if I'm going to cross my fingers, but I'm going to hope for it.
Well, you could raise your hands in prayer towards
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I do. It's a terrible thing as a bad back, you know. I've only once had it, you know, and I just hope I don't get it again.
Fuzz Kid, who you just saw walk through here, has had it and he's been healed, completely healed by one injection. But you're here to talk about mental health, in fact, tonight, because we missed you during Mental Health Week, but I'm glad you're here today.
Yeah, look, ABC does a great job on mental health. I've got to say that. It's been a great thing across the whole. And so I'm glad we're able to talk about it here, because what we've been doing is something new in Newcastle, particularly in the Hunter, and that's in relation to mental health. Incidentally, I prefer mental health to mental illness, you know. Yeah. That's a much more positive way. When somebody's got an illness, it seems like it's set in forever, you know, like the bad back that keeps coming and going.
Indeed.
Whereas mental health is something all of us can relate to and people can get well from it.
Which varies among some of us from time to time.
Yeah. Look, and we've been doing something with young people. We've been working for over 50 years in Newcastle. And during that time, we've done lots of work with young people, youth work. We've done lots of work with mental health issues. But we've not done so much with children and young people. And we're just getting into this area and realising, you know, there's some quite astounding figures that 25% of people with a mental health issue have their first episode before the age of 12.
Seriously, that young?
Absolutely. And that to us was a complete shock. So we got into that, and there's some pretty big estates near there that we've been working on, large commission housing and that kind of thing. And we're working with families there. And finally, if you can work with a family and children, early intervention work, again, it's the name of the game today, really, early intervention work, working with people, you can make a real difference in their lives.
Now, October 8th, I think you were launching, this was a launch of an absolutely new program, this one.
Yeah, and it's very, very much focused on people. It's not about buildings. We have a centre in Newcastle and a base, and obviously some place where people can come to. But it's actually about it's a small staff team of three,
yep,
working with children and young people in that city. And I think it's going to become normative all around Australia if we can do it. And we could really save a lot of angst later on in people's lives.
When you say episodes before 12 years of age, we've had teenagers on the programme because we've talked about teenage mental health, but prior to 12 surprises even me. What sorts of things have been turning up?
It can be anything.
Anxiety?
It can be the sort of thing that arises at school, coping with stress at school.
Right.
And I have to say, I think young people... You talk about body image, problems of study. And I think there's a lot of pressure on kids today, you know, to make their mind up about what they're going to do with their lives, you know. Mm. We used to say, didn't we, to people, what do you want to be when you grow up to a young person? I mean, that question, you don't ask that question anymore. It's almost got to be decided by some people.
Which 12 things, by the way, too? You keep hearing that people who are young now are going to be going through 6, 7, 8 different careers possibly by the end of their lives. So even the first one is only a beginning. So there's further stress as well.
And concern about mental health among young people is growing. In 2013, 15.2% of all young people identified some mental health issue in their lives. 15 out of every 100 young people identify. Those are not figures I've dreamt up. Those are recognised figures. And that had grown from an earlier stage, 2011, 10.7. So an increase of 5% amongst young people in just 4 years.
I think it would be fair to say, even from the just background, general background reading, that when you're looking at anxiety in kids, until recent decades, we said if you're 11 or 12 and you're anxious, well, you'll just get over it. It's not an illness. That's just what children do. But we're changing our thoughts on that, aren't we? Because we've seen things like teen suicide rates rising in the West, and therefore this sort of early intervention becomes critical.
Absolutely. And it was very interesting that we had this opening on the same day that we'd had a service at the railway sheds there in Newcastle, which was about suicide and suicide prevention. And I think that we really need to get real about this, talking about it. Anxiety, the need for people to have information. I think that one of the greatest things we can do is empower young people by giving them ways. And we work on any door counts policy, you know. We don't try to say that there's one fix all situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever it takes kind of approach, we work with children. And the team, the team is not all three younger people. There are two younger people and an older person, but they really do have that communication skill that makes them work. And I think flexibility is necessary if you're working with children and young people. You know, you don't have it all worked out. And the family and the friends and the peers are all important too.
Well, I'm noticing engagement through sporting engagements, family settings, at school. So this team of three is moving into various different scenarios and places where kids are, where they can interact.
Yeah, working alongside a family, working alongside them, asking them to identify what the risk areas are, working with them. And together a young person can have a plan, if you like, to be able to deal with the situations that they've got. And some of the schools are very, very much involved in this. You know, they have to be. They know they can be. And the good thing is now that I think we don't expect the school to do all that. We know that it needs other people alongside them and building strong relationships. We thought it was going to be very slow at first, slow take-up, and we were getting 4 and 5 referrals in the first week. We're now getting 10 referrals, additional referrals every week.
Is this through the school system generally?
The school system
doctors?
Is very much a part of that, but not only them.
Right.
But it is a major part of response.
Now, Newcastle, for those who may not know New South Wales so well, is one of Australia's large cities. It's more than 1 million people. This is a large regional city.
Well, it spreads out all up the Hunter, and it has had particular social challenges over the years. It's a great place, is Newcastle.
It's the steel centre, of course, and there's been all sorts of disruption in employment, and industry has changed. There's been also, it had the earthquake, of course, you'll remember too.
Yeah, our office is just by Hunter Street there, and Hunter Street really has never really recovered, I don't think, from that earthquake. But there's lots of exciting things about Newcastle. One of the things about it is people don't want to leave the area, and I think that unemployment can be a challenge there for young people looking at what's going to be there. But you've talked about, how do we get referrals? Well, police liaison officers engaged in this, referring people, everything from speech therapists, general practitioners, all of them are busy. And they need folks who can invest time in young people and children. And I think as a Christian agency, I've always believed that one of the things you've got to do is find time for young people. Mm. And in doing that, you can make a big difference immediately.
Reverend Keith Gunner, I'm struck though that it's called Wesley Young Healthy Minds Service, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
And it seems to be quite unique given the nature of what it's doing in the age group. Are there actually other comparable services there currently, I don't think?
Not in Newcastle. There are a number of these things
around,
beginning to flower. Yeah. And I think that we connect it with some other works that we're doing. We've got a programme called Youth Hope. A lot of these things, you know, are all to do with they like to have the first letter of the name and all that, you know.
Okay.
But the title is really quite meaningful, really, having a healthy outlook on life. And, you know, I think we've got to get real about the whole mental health issue, you know. Mm. And the good thing, and this is a good ABC story, really, the good thing about people like yourselves that have been talking, is when folks realise that iconic figures in sport and popular will come out and say, look, I've been having a bad time. Mm. Gosh, doesn't it make a difference, you know, for young people to be able to relate to folks like that?
It is great that organisations like Beyond Blue and organisations like that have been encouraging, leading people to come forward. And people have actually been willing to share it, come forward. So they've experienced depression, they've had anxiety, they've needed to seek help for it. And that is giving young people, I think, more of a tick or an okay to step forward and say that I think I might be having a problem.
Yeah, and that leads to self-referral. We talk about all the, you said to me, is it the schools? Yes, it's the schools. Yes, it's the police. But sometimes young people themselves say, I need help.
Mm.
And I think when anybody's in the place of feeling that life has just become too much to handle, I think it's okay to ask for help.
In a sense, Wesley Mission has lots of outreach in lots of different ways and on lots of different platforms. But this, the Young Healthy Mind Service here in Newcastle, we're talking about rather a large initiative, $370,000, I think.
Yeah, three people, money spent on young people and time.
Yep.
Not painting walls, not hiring buildings out, but really working in the community alongside people. And that's got to be the way. It's the most economic way to do this kind of thing, and it's the most meaningful way to do it. And you know, something that I've discovered recently, really, I've been doing this now for over 10 years, and I would say in all our programmes, from homelessness at one end, mental health, youth, aged care work, I would say that mental health issues is the thing that unites them all.
Wow.
I would say it's the biggest problem of all the problems. Now, what we mean by that is many things. It may mean depression, clinical depression. It may mean somebody who has moods. It means, but it's certainly a major issue.
What persuaded you, as the leader of Wesley Mission, that this was the place to go to, this was the place to set this up? What got it across the line for you?
Look, I think our people in Newcastle who do other programmes have been saying, you know, that there's a real issue with children and young people here. And really, when in fact the Australian government's family mental health support services came up with the idea of this programme and working with us, we just jumped at it because we said this is something that we can together work with. We can probably raise funds for it as well in due course. We can probably get people to support it. And we have a lot of wraparound services, you know, as you
well,
know.
Youth homelessness you do already.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In terms of the continuum of yeah. kids who have mental health issues,
and that's exactly
homelessness
it.
Can be one of the really undesirable outcomes, can't it?
It can. And I think you need to be able to not just pick on one part of this challenge. You need to be able to get right round the whole thing. And I think that that's major. And look, Newcastle has its problems. In our centre there, in Wood Street, we have a breakfast for the homeless. We have things that go on that help people to get showers clean. There's a lot of issues of homelessness in the Newcastle and the Hunter.
Well, I'm also, we have had on the programme here the Afghan interpreters that work with Australian troops. Many of them are based in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And that is another group there. Who again have challenges finding employment. These are older men, not youth, that you're dealing with.
Yep.
But there are complex sets of problems, and our country needs these sorts of services to be stepping up and doing these sorts of things. Well, in terms of that, I want to thank you, Reverend Dr. Keith Garner, for being on the program again, for sharing with us the new initiatives that have been taking place in Newcastle through Wesley Mission.
It's great, and thanks to everybody at the ABC for promoting all this stuff that's to do with mental health issues, because it doesn't go off because we've finished the week and the emphasis and all the rest of it all year round, but at least you've highlighted it for us all.
Reverend Dr. Keith Garner, thanks again.